Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1328 of our trek, and it is time for our Philosophy Friday series. Each Friday, we'll ponder some of the basic truths and mysteries of life and how they can impact us in creating our living legacy. As we continue on with this trek called life, sometimes we have questions about life, so our Friday trek is a time where we can ask Gramps. Gramps will answer the questions that you would like to ask your dad or granddad, but for whatever reason, this is not possible. No matter how old we are, I know that all of us would like the opportunity to ask Dad or Gramps questions about life in many areas. We may mix it up a bit on our Friday episodes, but we will strive to keep them down to earth and enjoyable. If you have any questions that you would like to ask Gramps, please email them to guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. So the question for this week is, hey Gramps, I don't desire to live a mediocre life, but to accomplish great things that will impact the lives of those around me. What nuggets of wisdom do you have that will help me accomplish great things? So today we'll answer, accomplish great things. We are in an instant results, quick fix society. Quality gets sacrificed along the way. People are seen only as clients and consumers. Relationships that are going to require effort to create or repair are just abandoned. Corners are cut, rules are broken, and disastrous consequences follow. In the aftermath, we wonder why we feel so empty or blame God for letting us down, or both. This is not how we accomplish great things and make a great impact. In order to do so, we have to follow certain precepts. First, our mindset and priorities must be correct. You must ask yourself, why do you desire to accomplish great things? You mentioned to make an impact on the lives of others, but why? For your own glory or to really help others? When our mindset is correct, we won't care if we personally receive the glory, but instead we'll desire to make an impact to build God's kingdom here on earth, as it is in heaven, and especially to bring honor and glory to God. Second, instead of bringing attention to ourselves, we must reflect on wisdom, so our lives will exude tidbits of practical wisdom as we interact with others on a daily basis. To gain that wisdom, we must read and study God's Word daily. It is then our lives will reflect those tidbits of wisdom that come from the Master Teacher. Third, don't be foolish enough to think that you can set everything right in a single day. Be wise enough to know you can do a little bit each day to reach your stated desire. Here are some examples to help you understand what I am sharing. You cannot build a championship-caliber team in one day. No single play in the game will turn losers into champions. No one sales meeting will transform a company's bottom line. No weekend marriage or parenting seminar will set right impaired relationships of a struggling family. No one sermon or inspirational worship time defines the church to set right its troubles or to lift it from its doldrums. Today is the only day that matters. Yesterday will never change. We do need to learn from it, but you'll never change it. Tomorrow is yet to be. We can only affect today. Your desire should be to make a small impact toward greatness each day. So deepen your faith, strengthen your family, focus on your career path, encourage a friend, repair a damaged relationship today. Just a tiny bit, without expecting a lot. Then trust God to work over the long haul to bring you an outcome that is right and holy. The mosaic of our life is created from tiny fragments that we call today. This should be our prayer for each day, which is taken from Psalm chapter 118, verses 24 and 25. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Please, Lord, please save us. Please, Lord, please give us success. Accomplishing great things and making a great impact on others is a very slow trail that we must hike each day. It is a gradual dawning like the first glimmer of the sunlight each morning until it reaches the full light of day. Within a matter of years, that veil will gradually be removed, and you can look back over the rocky path that you have climbed to realize that you have made an impact on others because you can see the results from the summit. The Apostle Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, "So all of us who have had this veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image." And that's a wrap for today's question. Join us again next Friday on another question on our Ask Gramps episode. Our next trek will be Meditation Monday, where we will help you to reflect on what is most important in life. So encourage your friends and family to join us, and then come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,327 daily treks or read their associated journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcasting journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you on Monday.